Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. This hour, the third hour on Thursdays, usually is Vince Finelli. We had Rich Shaben. Of course, it was offgridmontana.com. He did an amazing job. He's an expert on batteries, off-grid living, etc. And we have Vince back, and we have a list of topics to cover, although we're going to insert some others. What I'd like to say is these are things you can do to prevent these gray swan events, which are ones that could happen, not to become black swan events that either make your life miserable or kill you. And believe it or not, 2018 is going to be a year of arrests of lots of bad politicians, bureaucrats, Department of Justice, and other people. It's also going to be a time of division in America. It's going to be a time of danger of power outages, extreme weather, and climate change, and volcanoes, like the earthquake that occurred off of the Antilles Islands off of Alaska, 7.9. The very high likelihood of Cascadia subduction zone blowing off of the coasts of Washington, Oregon, and southern British Columbia. The danger of Mount Vesuvius off of Italy blowing. The danger of extreme weather causing crop failures and danger to the population. People don't realize that our so-called advanced civilization is extremely fragile and is actually in some ways designed to break. And people aren't prepared for the fact that they shouldn't have think their mommy and daddy is the government or the bureaucrats that basically want their votes. The mommy and daddy are basically ready to let you die if the power goes out and they don't rescue you, or if there's a major disaster strike and you have to be, you're on your own, basically. So, Vince, let's start with the topics for today.
Okay, one of the things I wanted to share with the with those who are listening today is that there's something going on the roads, the highways, and the byways across America that is really dangerous. And it's happening to most of us. And when the weather gets cold, the municipalities and the states spread salt on the roads. And we know that that causes rust. But what they're doing something that's way worse than that. They are combining road salt with about 20% beet juice. I'm talking about beets. The sugar is made from beets, and the byproduct, the leftovers, the what do we do with this stuff after we've made the sugar? That's being sold to municipalities and states to be mixed with road salt. And they say it's better because it sticks, the salt is more sticky. Well, what happens is that sticky salt, think of it like maple syrup. It's kind of sticky. Well, when that's mixed with road salt, it sticks to the bottom of your car. It sticks to the suspension items. It sticks to the shock absorbers. It sticks to any of the metal parts, it comes in contact with. And it causes accelerated rust. Now, to be specific, we live on a farm, as many of you know, in Missouri. And we have neighbors who have pickup trucks. You know, the vehicle of choice is a pickup truck. It's typically a half-ton Chevy or Ford or Dodge pickup truck. Well, we have a lift, a rotary lift here at the farm, and we can put vehicles up in the air to work on them. And we are getting requests from our neighbors that know we know about some mechanical things, and they want us to work on their vehicles because the shops that do the work, that used to do their work, don't do it as well as they want it done. So they come to us. And it's not like we're in business to do this, but it seems like we're getting more and more calls, and it's kind of hard to tell these people no. But here's what we've noticed. We've noticed that underneath the vehicles, specifically Chevrolet pickup trucks, the 2004 model series, now it could be 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, but that body style is really prone to rust on the brake lines, all the brake lines. So what happens is the driver's front wheel kicks up the water and the road salt, and it sticks right on the brake lines, right from the driver's front wheel. And it causes this accelerated rust. Now, what happens is when the brake lines rust, now just think of them like a pencil diameter, actually a little thinner, steel tubes that run to each of the four wheels. And when you step on the brake, hydraulic fluid goes through these brake lines, and it activates the brake, and you stop. Well, when the brake lines fail, the hydraulic fluid or the brake fluid leaks out, and you can't stop. No brakes.
Wow.
Now, yeah. Yeah, so
we know that in some places, for example, that if you're having vehicles like up in Canada, they deteriorate very quickly, both mechanically and in terms of the actual vehicle life, deteriorates very quickly if you're using salt. But if you're having this sticky salt, it accelerates it even more, doesn't it?
That's correct. And here's what's really dangerous about this. So we have this 2004 Chevy pickup truck. The rocker panels are, when I got it 2 years ago, the rocker panels were intact. Now they're gone. They rusted away. Our neighbor has a 2006 vehicle, same body style. His are rusted. Now, his have been replaced and repainted, and the new ones are rusting. They're going to be gone in about a year and a half. Another one of our neighbors has a 2004, and they've already had their rocker panels replaced. That truck is on our lift, and we're putting four brake lines in it. So our son is working on this, and I'm helping him as he needs my help. And it's a big job. Why? Because the brake lines are in an area that's very difficult to get to. What do I mean by this? Well, it used to be that you could one guy could replace brake lines. Now you have a choice. Do you want to take down the gas tank, empty it first, take it down, disconnect the fuel lines and the electrical connectors and all that, or do you want to take off the pickup bed? Pick one. That's what you have to do. That's for the two rear wheels. Now, for the front wheels, it's a little different. All you have to do is lift the body, the cab, off the frame. Now, I'm not kidding. So how much does this cost? You know, we're thinking, my son and I are looking at this like, is there something wrong with us? There's a secret. We just don't know what it is. So he called the dealer and he said, what does it cost to have four brake lines replaced on a Chevy, you know, a 2004 1500 Silverado pickup truck? $1,900.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, I paid $3,000 for the entire truck. That's with tires, engine, transmission.
You got a second hand, obviously, right?
Oh, yes, yes. But what I'm saying is, so if my truck is worth $3,000 and I have a $1,900 repair bill for just brake lines, what do you do? Do you give up? And I think that's one of the problems, and that's what I want to talk about. Plan.
Let me give you some two ideas that are kind of novel, because I'm always trying to say, ask me a question, I'll come up with a novel solution.
Uh-huh.
There's two things you can do to prevent rust. And guess what the first one is? The first one is actually to put a battery pack and put a charger across the metal parts of your vehicle, so they can't rust. Number two, use an anti-rust spray or spraying to prevent those areas or surfaces from having these highly oxidizable materials actually permanently bond to them. Mm-hmm. So the two things are put a charger across the metal parts, and you can actually do that. If you can actually go around the body of a vehicle after it's been exposed to salt, it actually becomes a battery, and the metals actually deteriorate because they're part of the electrolyte transfer and the actual destruction of the metal parts of the vehicle. It's actually turning your car, in a sense, into a battery when it's been hit with these materials from the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the result of that battery producing electricity is rust.
Right, so what you do is you have to have a counter-electrical current, actually, that changes the charge and the potential on the metal surfaces, to prevent the rust. And secondly, you should cover those surfaces with anti-rust materials. I'm sure you should have some knowledge of sprays or material that can do that, but I think you need to do both. Because what people don't understand is that as the weather gets more extreme, we're going to have more extreme cold weather further down in the United States. It'll kind of come down like, folks don't realize, 10,000 years ago, the ice fall and the North Missouri River, which goes down pretty deep into the southern United States, was 2,000 to 3,000 feet on the north side of the river of ice. People don't realize that, do they? 10,000 years is a blink in the lifespan of the planet. So people don't realize you can just have 10 or 12 winters without summer, and you start to build up ice, and before you know it, you don't have rail lines or roads or any way of communication or even power generation. So a real ice age can be pretty devastating. But even before that, no crops, no transportation, no gasoline. You have to understand that we are teetering on the edge of not only a moderate ice age, we may be heading into a major ice age as well. And using salt on the roads without changing the charge of your vehicle and protecting against rusting will destroy not only the mechanics, but the age of your vehicle. Too cold. And welcome back. And so this might seem to be a minor issue. I want you to connect the dots here. I call the gray swan events you expect in 2018 and beyond that are going to force people to start seriously thinking about prepping. What are the ways? Because a lot of people won't, as they say, they won't get the fire extinguisher and put out their butt on fire until they actually can feel the scorching of their left or right cheek. And I don't, you know, I try to be both funny and insulting at the same time because I want people to wake up. I'm a prepper. I've done a little bit every year, and as time has gone on, I'm going to do a lot more this year because I realize this is the year when a lot of stuff a lot of horse manure is going to hit the fan. I expect volcanoes and earthquakes. I expect extreme weather. I expect, even though the stock market and the economy is doing really well, there's a couple of gray swans out there that could cause the economy to crash, the bond market blowout. The big black swan event that's already happened is crypto. Crypto is like a slam heading toward the international banks and the world economy that could cause a major destruction. People don't get it. Crypto is bad. And people don't get that. They think, I'm making money on crypto. I said, how come you can buy a cryptocurrency coin 7 years ago for 7 cents and now it's worth $19,000? It doesn't make sense. This is a juggernaut knock heading toward a disaster. And if they are connected to crypto, for example, they've said that for 5 to 6 years, Janet Yellen at the Fed Reserve, they want to have a crypto currency for the U.S. dollar, a crypto coin. They call the Fed coin. Well, this is dangerous, okay? People need to understand that. And they have to understand that the combination of things that we're going to do in response to these may be also dangerous for your health or your life or even having gasoline or food delivered to your grocery store. People aren't prepared for anything, are they?
Well, you asked about my thoughts on what it would take to have people pay attention. Gosh, you know, I'm really at a loss because
you're a comedian, aren't you? I think you see, well, no. As a prepper, we have to be part comedian because I ran out of crying towels a long time ago. I said, Dr. Deagle, why do you think you know everything? I said, unfortunately, I don't know everything, but I know enough to scare the hell out of me and want to help my brothers and sisters that think nothing bad is going to happen. They're like they're out in a, they just got in the lifeboat off as the boat is kind of tipping into the ocean like the Titanic, and there's sharks in the water, and they think they're fine, and they don't have any food, and it's going to be a sunny day, and there's no wind.
Well, let me give you an example. Let's say a person has a leaky faucet, and they call the plumber, and the plumber says, okay, you know, we'll be out on Thursday. And the plumber comes out and has a faucet in his truck. And he said, well, it's really not the, it's not the style I wanted, but okay. Because he doesn't have another one. He only has that one. And the bill is $400. Well, how much does that faucet cost? Well, it could cost, if you shop carefully, $40. And how long does it take to change it? About an hour. And right. What's the difference between that plumber and you? Well, the plumber's done it at least once before. He's got a truck and he's got a faucet in the truck. And he also has the wrench, the special wrench to get under there to loosen the nuts. Okay, well, how much is that wrench? Probably about $8 at Harbor Freight. So if you spend the 40 plus the 8, you've got 48 in the job instead of spending 400. And you get the faucet you want. And now you've learned something. Now you've learned a little bit about plumbing. And you might want to get that book from Black & Decker on plumbing. It's one of the best books on plumbing there is. It's the How to Do Everything in Plumbing type book. How much are they? $4 on the internet. You can go to eBay and buy it for $4 shipped. So that's worth doing. Now, what's it going to take to get people to do these things? I think the electricity is going to have to go out. And people are going to say, well, it's terrible. I can't see what I'm doing. And pretty soon my phone battery is going to be dead. And that's going to be really terrible.
Well, I expect a couple things to happen this year. The chances of a coronal mass ejection from the sun or a conflict with Iran or North Korea that could black us out from a cyber attack or just an EMP weapon is incredibly high this year. I mean, the team of nuclear scientists moved the atomic clock a few seconds closer to midnight, which means you're closer to annihilation than a nuclear war. Now, Trump is great, and he's literally scaring the heck out of Kim Jong-un. So even if he's a psychotic, he's being jarred out of his psychosis to think, I'm not going to survive this. In fact, the greatest danger for Kim Jong is not Donald Trump or America. It's his own generals killing him to prevent them from being annihilated by America when they pull off anything. It's either to do an airburst nuclear explosion. But the chances of an EMP attack against America are unbelievably high right now, aren't they?
Well, it doesn't even take something as sophisticated as a missile or a bomber with a nuclear device detonated above the ground level. You know,
let me give you the lowest level. You can get guys in 6 trucks going to different places in the United States and knock out 85% of the power grid plus by just blowing out the step-down transformers by driving along in a truck, putting a shotgun and hitting the step-down transformer plates. And that's it. Power is gone, and it's not going to be replaced for 6 months to 3 years. Because all those step-down transformer plate transformers are made not in America anymore. This is a national security issue. They're made in China. One of the things Trump's going to wake up is anything that protects national security, including not only the fence, but our power grid, needs to be manufactured in the United States. This is insanity to have parts made in China. And our industry being so exported now, we don't even have the parts for our power grid.
Yeah, and if we had to bring some of these transformers down the highway, some of them wouldn't fit on the highway. You'd have to close
the highways. Yeah, you'd have to have a heavy lift helicopter bring them in. You'd have to have, like, these Hercules-type helicopters, you know, the super helicopters, or, you know, bring them in, because you're not going to bring them down the highway. There's not. And there's a limited number of these super heavyweight helicopters.
You know, when we were talking about the rust problem, I wanted to share a couple other thoughts, and you and I talked about it off the air during the commercial break. And that is, if you have brake lines that are rusting, and you're traveling down the interstate, and you see the truck in front of you or the car in front of you, you think, boy, I hope that guy doesn't slam on his brakes because of the debris that's ahead of him. And then you look in your rearview mirror and you see the guy with the boat behind his pickup truck. So now you're kind of sandwiched between two vehicles and the guy behind you has a boat. And you think, boy, I hope his brake lines aren't rusty because he slams.
Your problem is you ask too many logical questions. What's your problem, eh? You want to survive or something?
I go through life thinking about something I learned in finance class, and that was minimax regret. Minimax regret is, you know, how do you minimize your maximum regret? So when I look at that truck in front of me with the ladder hanging out the back that's not tied down, I go, wow, I sure would hate to be wearing that ladder through my windshield.
So well, you know what? You actually understood a principle I found in the emergency department. I learned this from other emergency trauma burn doctors. 98% of things that happen end up in emergency department or the hospital are not accidents. They're on purposes. When the things like the ladder not tied on, or somebody's got a flat tire, or their car is weaving because the front alignment's all over the place, this is not an accident. This is not on purpose. When someone's driving on black ice and they don't know how to drive on black ice and they're trying to hit their brakes, this is not an accident. This is not on purpose. All right? So the same thing goes with driving your life. If you don't have food in your home or even a few 5-gallon jugs of water, if the power goes out and you don't have any water, are you kidding me? And you want to get on the freeway and think you can save your butt by going on the freeway? That's what I call a killing lane. If you go on the killing lane of the highway.
When we come back, I'd like to share with you what I've done here about power at our house, emergency power.
Emergency power, yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, Rich Shaver has a few good ideas. He told me about a few new batteries, like the, he called the Stetzer battery, too. Do you know about that one? So, Vince, you mentioned a couple things on the break that I thought were kind of cool. I'm planning on putting a silicon salt battery system, which is a new Fetzer system, with really good quality solar panels, so I have a backup. And I'm right now I have 20 kilowatt backup propane generator. I'm going to back that down to 5 kilowatts and so it doesn't chew up all the propane. And we'll have a system set up so if there's an extra load on it, it'll just pull in the automatic activation of the propane, only if you have an extra load because you want to use cooking, say, with a cooktop or whatever. People need to be prepared for what's coming. What's coming is no refrigeration, no transportation, no food delivery, no Wi-Fi networks, and no cell phones. People aren't prepared for that, even if it's for a couple of days. The problem is the government hasn't war-gamed this out. You know, they war-game out attacking other nations or defending us. They don't even have a system of missile defense that's operationally good of our 58 divisions in our military because of the sequestration by the idiot Obama, the monster Obama, I could say, because they did it on purpose. Only 5 of our 58 divisions are actually battle-ready. This is not good. We don't even have enough airtime to make sure our pilots are actually in even replacement parts for the jets and our tanks and so on, have jets that are fully operational or enough airtime so they don't have air accidents. But the problem is the population is kind of floating along in this cyberspace where they want to get the next cell phone. And they don't realize that the entire grid, the entire power grid, the entire distribution network, even a lot of people, when I watch House Hunter International, which was one of our favorite shows to watch, most of the people traveling to other places in the world have got a cyber job where they can be a web developer or something and they can operate their business. They can be anywhere. They can go to Granada, Nicaragua, which is a beautiful place, but they don't realize everything's dependent on power and the internet. And the big mothership is America, period. And the mothership is not being very well taken care of. Even China doesn't realize if America doesn't do well, China's going to go bankrupt. We're their customers, period.
Interesting that you say that because just tying what you just said to the beet juice and the salt, our bridges are rusting and falling down. Our parking lots that are made out of concrete and rebar are falling down. Seriously, these are problems
well,
that are
what they
very
should have done is measure the telluric currents or the currents inside the concrete, inside the bridges, inside the welds and rivets, and change the charge and prevent those from rusting. Remember now, everything, every metal is potentially a battery. Mm-hmm. It's exposed to the elements, becomes battorial. So in other words, it starts to rust and create a charge across it. So if you change the charge, you prevent the rusting from happening.
Yeah, and there's a galvanic effect. So,
right.
So the problem with the beet juice and the infrastructure collapsing and failing is really big. And one of the things we could do is say, you know what? When the roads are freezing, don't drive on them. Stop. And then our infrastructure would last so much longer. Our vehicles would last so much longer. There'd be fewer deaths. But, you know, getting back to the point about electricity, you're talking about your generator, and you mentioned 20 kilowatts and then down to 5. 5 is the magic number, in my opinion. We have had, in the past, we've had a diesel generator, 4 cylinders. Now, it was not automatic power-up. It was manual start.
Yeah.
And it took about... 2 minutes to start it up. So the power goes out, and you know, you look around, and you go, I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
the lights aren't
ours has an automatic startup transfer switch in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And because I have backup power for my computers, it doesn't go out. I got backup power here. In 4 seconds, bam, everything's up, including internet.
Okay.
So
I'll share with you
which
the approach.
Is pretty good, but we want it even better. I don't want to be dependent on two 500-gallon tanks. I want the sun. Here in Southern California, we got so much sun, it's ridiculous. We got lots of source of power.
Okay, so here's my thoughts on that. So we had a 10-kilowatt generator, four-cylinder, in military surplus in Virginia. And I thought, you know, we can do with less. So I bought a 5-kilowatt, two-cylinder, same generator, except two cylinders instead of four. Uses about half the diesel. This thing runs on about a half a gallon an hour, which is pretty good. And I can run the entire farm, everything that I need to run, on 5 kilowatts or a half a gallon of diesel fuel an hour. But when you do this, there are a couple things that you need to jettison. That would be electric cooling. That goes away. Electric hot water. That goes away. Electric cooking. That goes away. But what you do need to sustain life and get through these emergencies, and maybe even the long run, should there be a grid down situation, you do need refrigeration. You do need some kind of lighting. You may need to have your own water, your water well. And you may need or may want to have communications. So those are the big ones in my book. And that can easily be done with 5 kilowatts. But I wanted to share with you something that I did about the emergencies. Now, even with solar, even though we have off-grid capability here at the farm and in the studio I'm in right now, I'm off-grid. This broadcast with my end of it is off-grid. And what I've done is, even though we're off-grid, clouds could cover up the sun, and I might not have enough light to run through a two-hour broadcast like when I'm on in the mornings. Well, what I've done is I've put in a whole house uninterruptible power system, and I built it myself. And I don't see any of these kinds of things on the Internet. So if you look it up, I don't think you're going to find whole house uninterruptible power that you can do yourself. You can call somebody up, and, you know, for $5,000 they can do it. But I did it for $180. Here's what I did.
Oh, wow. How did you do that? Can you give us the steps?
I'm going to tell you. So I went to eBay, and I bought a used, the best brand in the world, I believe, is American Power Conversion. I've been using their products since they started up their company back in the early 1980s. And I really like their engineering. So I bought a used 1,500-watt, something called a Smart UPS, S-M-A-R-T-U-P-S, Smart Uninterruptible Power System. Paid $50 for it, shipped. But it didn't have any batteries. And that's okay, because I didn't want somebody's used batteries. I wanted some new ones that, you know, last a few years. And they would last maybe 2 or 3 years. So I bought new batteries for it for $65 on eBay. Then what I did was I bought about $50 worth of wire. And this would be Romex wire. $10 worth of electrical boxes, $5 worth of receptacles, up to $180. And what I did was I got a new circuit off the circuit panel, and I plugged the UPS into that. So I have a dedicated circuit just for this 1,500-watt uninterruptible power system. Then I branched out, and I have one outlet in the studio, one duplex outlet. I have one in another office in another part of the house. I have one at the kitchen counter where we have a computer, and I decided, well, heck, let's put our Blu-ray player and television on another outlet in the kitchen, and I'm building a new studio downstairs because I wanted more light. And so now I have five outlets scattered throughout the house, all hooked up to the very same uninterruptible power. Total cost.
Uninterruptible power means it'll either be off your solar or off the grid. So if the grid goes down, you immediately just go to your solar batteries, right?
Well, so what this does is this device is it's about the size of a very large car battery, and it's about as heavy. And it has three functions. One, it has a computer that looks at the power coming into it and says, "Do I have power? Do I have power? Do I have power?" And if the answer is yes, it uses the power that it's got, that it gets from its plug or its cord, which might be, in most cases, it would be on-grid power.
Right.
If the power fails, it is so fast, there's a computer that's so fast it says, oh, lost power, let's switch to battery and inverter. It switches so fast that a modem can't tell, a computer can't tell.
See, that's faster than mine. Mine is 4 seconds.
Oh, no, this is in
thousands. This is a transfer switch
thousands.
That actually switches it so that it'll kick on the generator. But what you have is even better. It's a UPS, uninterruptible power source. And that company is...
APC, American Power Conversion. We can talk more about it when we come back.
Yeah, sounds good. Excellent, good ideas. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Welcome back. So we're in this last segment now. I'd like to kind of go through some of this. We want to research up and find out what the best battery and solar systems are. This UPS power system sounds like an excellent idea. I want to put that in my system when I bring my solar and battery backup. People need to know, I'm also, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be putting together some video presentations on six different technologies that I have. Two of them I was taught by Special Forces how to build weapons that I consider both lethal and non-lethal, a lot more dangerous than guns, and they don't give you any advance warning. There's no pop.
You're talking about lasers?
I'll give you an example of one with lasers. You can buy green lasers now online. But you can get for about $1,000 to $1,200, you can get a drone now. You can fly it about 70 miles an hour up to 45 miles from your home. It'll fly up to 3,000 feet or so. And it has its own camera systems on board. You can even get an infrared camera if you want. And you can have those green lasers set up to literally, they can start fires, they can cut through anything. And that's one weapon. The other ones that I will be laying out exactly how you build them and very step-by-steps is how to type ball bearings so they fly straight. And use an air compressor system with a Bernoulli effect to actually create an air compressor accelerator weapon, so you can have a backpack full of ball bearings. Mm-hmm. Another is a welder's flux linear accelerator tube, so you can actually accelerate linear welder's flux and just melt it. When it hits the linear accelerator tube, it accelerates it to hundreds of thousand foot per second, so it can cut through a man or a tree in a mile. There's other weapon systems, EMP weapons, where you can just take aluminum foil, leather, and other materials to make a parabolic reflector and a super capacitor that you can set up, and it'll actually create an EMP pulse that anything within miles of it will be knocked out electronically, including guns, vehicles, bearcats, whatever. A lot of them are now dependent on microchips. Also weapons that can literally knock someone down and make them seizure right in front of you, either half a mile, so you don't have to even get them within gun range.
So you're gonna put these videos out.
I'm gonna put it all up, and it may not be survive long on YouTube because YouTube's already banned me, and they actually gave me a notice yesterday. They're gonna demonetize me on the February 20th. But they already, when I was actually putting up text to bring on one of my Christian authors before I even start the first second of the broadcast, they actually blocked me being able to do any live stream broadcasting anymore onto YouTube. So I can post up on YouTube, but as of February 20th, I'm going to be completely demonetized because I guess I've ticked off, or as they say, pissed off the wrong powers, the powers that be, the demonic powers of darkness. That's actually a good sign. The fact that YouTube, which you should say SatanTube or LucifericTube, is trying to control the world, and they're committing geopolitical and financial suicide because there's zillions of other companies. The best one I've seen in a bunch is Vimeo that bought out also Livestream. Vimeo is number one in terms of all the technologies to actually produce good video, so it'll be put up on Vimeo and they can't take it down. It's my property. So if you don't go there, you go to my Vimeo channel, and I have Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker that are automatically transferring our files, which I have premium channels, BitChute and Dailymotion, so can't stop Dago. You know, you might try, but you're going to get frustrated.
Are you going to produce something on building a microwave device as well?
Yeah, I know how to make what's called a collimated microwave device. You actually make a collimated beam. So, and you don't make microwaves. You use a thing called a terahertz beam, and you actually can create harmonic resonant frequencies that have specific biological effects. Now, you hear about people like, when I talk to Deborah Tavares, she doesn't have a technical background, so when you hear 5G, she's all figured out that 5G isn't going to kill you. 5G, we have a 5G system in our home. The real danger is not 5G. It's what can be broadcast on the power lines, on 5G or whatever, as harmonic resonant frequencies affect your consciousness and cell biology. Because basically all your cells are harmonic resonant holograms, and it affects your gene control of ion channels, the minerals and genes, and organogenesis. And the average person, including these people in these intel agencies like DARPA, are like kindergartners. They have no clue what I already understand. And they wanted me to recruit me decades ago to do all kinds of weird projects, which I refused, including hacking in 1978 into human consciousness at UCLA at the VA hospital. So I know things that other people think, well, that's impossible. I said, not for Deagle. They're literally, and this is something people are terrified to ask me the questions, because they're terrified I'll frame the solution to the answer, even if I don't have a full solution yet, or I'll provide at least a partial answer or a complete answer to tell them what they need to do. But they need to understand, don't be afraid of 5G, but do be afraid of what they can put on the damn thing. Don't let them put a smart meter on your house. Take the damn thing off, and if they threaten you, threaten them back, legally and otherwise. I had them trying to say, well, you mean temporary. I said, you must have missed that class in grade 3 where they tell you that permanent is permanent. It's not going to ever happen. I said, if you come back to take them and put that on my house, I'm coming out with weapons, and you're not going to like it. You can bring a SWAT team, and they're going down too. So you just forget it. I got you legally or otherwise. They were terrified of me. You can tell they were like walking up to the house like, oh, man, this guy's dangerous. I'm beyond dangerous. And beyond dangerous means if you threaten me, you don't have a bad day, you die. How's that?
when the utility company comes to our house, they send 4 guys in 2 trucks. And when I say trucks, I'm talking like 3 or 4 or 5 trucks.
Well, let's put it this way. When I put out these technologies, because I want our preppers, and they have, but basically I want to give them kind of an intro on the videos. I'm not going to tell them the whole technology. If they want more, they have to contact me. And I'll screen them to make sure they're not intel agencies or whatever, because it's 3 classes of people even in the alternative media. The first class are what I call egomaniacs that want to be heard out there. Second class are intel agents that are actually pretending to be alternative media. And the third are real people like you and me that want to help our brothers and sisters to be prepared, not just with guns, but also kinds of things to do perimeter control of our homes or our property and make sure we're protected. I personally don't think mom and pop, even if you're millionaires, should be alone in some remote place. I think it should always be a village. It has to be people you can retrain, so you get young people you can train how to put a chest tube in or deal with a compound fracture. You have to be prepared for the fact that civilization's gone. You have to think that beyond the boundaries of your sight, nothing else exists anymore. And if you don't take that attitude, you're not going to survive 10, 20, 50, or 100 years after most of the big cities have been turned into nuclear ashtrays. And if you think that can't happen, you're delusional. We are seconds to midnight, aren't we? I guess we lost them, but let's see if we can reconnect. I guess we lost, it's probably because the powers that be wanted him to be lost. Didn't want that last 2 or 3 seconds. See if we can reconnect. And if you can't get him on the Comrex, let's get him on the phone. Isn't that wild? Not surprisingly, the powers that be went, we got him back, okay. So, Vince, we're not going to rant like that.
I thought it was really risky.
When I get on a rant like that, people on the dark side should shake. The devil himself should shake in his boots when he understands who and what Deagle is. Okay? I'm a serious guy. I'm a serious, we call Christian, real Christian, not a phony Christian warrior. And I'm going to start releasing information. I'll just give an intro so people understand. I'm serious when I tell them about making non-lethal and lethal technologies. Because the powers that be, if they ever assassinate or impeach Trump, or they replace him in, say, the next term, 2020 or 2024, with a demon rat or a rhino rat, we have literally the beast running America and using metadata to entice and putting leaders like us into civil attention who've got a bullet on the side of it with our name engraved to kill us. And if they think it's going to be easy pushover, they're delusional. The violence, the righteous rage is far worse than the helter-skelter of evil. They have no idea what's coming for them, do they?
I wanted to let you know that the minute we started talking about this, I have a screen that shows me the statistics of the connection.
Right.
From Missouri to GCN, and it has different colors. Red is you've lost the signal. The internet went down. the minute, well, not the minute, the second we started talking about this, I was gone.
Yeah, and you know why? Because they're terrified that Deagle's actually going to do it. And you see, you notice that I have very few callers. And when they do, they call and they try to ask them. They call usually entry-level questions. They're a little terrified to ask questions that I might actually frame the problem, or number two, I might actually provide an answer. And it's not just limited to medicine. It's geopolitics, it's defense, it's any topic. And if I don't know, I'll go back and research it and come back on the next day or the next week and give you more information. And I'll break any topic down to what you need to know. But I want you to understand, people out there, 2018 is going to be an annus horribilis. It can slide through smoothly. I've used the, I call the lubrication of prayer, asking better questions and taking action and being a prepper on spiritual and physical levels. But if you think it's going to be an easy year in the years to follow, you're delusional.
You know, the Queen used that same term, annus horribilis.
That's why I used it.
Yeah.
The annus horribilis was about 5-6 years ago. She used that because, remember, she's a high-level satanic witch, just like Hitlery Rotten Clinton. People better face up to the music. If they think I'm playing a game here, you're delusional. Dr. Deagle is the most serious guy you'll ever listen to on the planet. Take it seriously. Take care of your health. Order nutraceuticals from us. Get advice. Get yourself ready for power outage and others.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.